Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by GCSB Investment Center Financial Advisor Kristen Krauthammer. We're going to talk about a few things here today, but first we will start with Medicare and health insurance. It's a very hot-button topic, and we'd love to get some input on it from all of our experts in the field, if you will. So, Kristen, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So first, just pretty basic here, who really needs to enroll for Medicare? What's the target audience here?
So basically, it's when you turn 65. You can enroll in Medicare during the seven-month period that begins 3 months before the month you turn 65, and coverage can start as early as the month of your 65th birthday. If you don't sign up for that initial enrollment period, you could be charged higher premiums for the rest of your life, so you want to make sure you get in during that enrollment period.
Absolutely. Let's avoid those higher premiums. And when we look at Medicare, we see a lot of different parts and components and facts and figures. You just kind of want to parse out, you know, the A, B, C, and D of Medicare.
You bet. So Part A is going to be your hospital insurance. It provides coverage for inpatient stays at medical facilities. It can also help cover costs of hospice care, home health care, nursing home care. But those don't last a very long time, and they only have certain parameters. So Part B is going to be your medical insurance. It'll help pick up the tab for some things like physical therapy, physician services, expenses for medical equipment, say scooters and wheelchairs, and other medical services such as lab testing and certain health screenings. But keep in mind, Part B is not free. You do pay monthly premiums and a yearly deductible plus 20% of the cost of the services. So those premiums do vary according to your income levels. In 2017, most Medicare recipients were paying somewhere between $109 and $134 a month on average for their Part B coverage, and many have it taken directly from their Social Security benefits. In addition to that, then your yearly Part B deductible is $183, and some people will automatically get Part B when they enroll, but others have to purposely sign up for it.
Specifically with Part C, as we get into C and D, there's some Medicare Advantage plans. Kind of talk about how those can affect your Medicare decision making.
Sure. So the Medicare approved plans are offered by insurance companies. What Plan C does is offer seniors all the benefits of Part A and B, and then some more features such as prescription drug coverage, vision, dental, things like that. And if you want to enroll in a Part C plan, a Medicare-approved Part C plan, you need to have Part A and B coverage already in place. Not all your plans, Part C plans are alike. Provider networks, premiums, co-pays, co-insurance, the out-of-pocket spending limits, they can all vary widely, so you really want to shop around for these plans. During that open enrollment period, seniors can choose to switch out of original Medicare to a Part C plan or vice versa, but you really want to make sure that you've already got a Medigap policy in place before you do that.
And speaking of Medigap, you kind of just briefly touched on that there at the end. How does that differ from a Part C plan?
Sure. So a Medigap plan is also referred to as a Medicare supplement plan, and it addresses the gaps in your Part A and B coverage. So it's just a supplemental policy that will help get some of those coverages. Like I said, 20% of your costs out of Part B you have to pay for out of pocket. So this will help pick up some of those costs. You do have to pay your Part B premiums in addition to Medigap plan premiums to keep your Medigap policy in place, and those plans no longer offer prescription drug coverage since 2006.
Okay, great, and we got through A, B, and C, so now let's hit on D, that prescription drug plan coverage.
Sure. So I just mentioned that the Part C plans do commonly offer prescription drug coverage, but insurers also sell a standalone Part D plan if you wanted to get prescription drug coverage standalone. So every Part D plan has a list of medications covered under their plans, and they most of them rank their approved drugs into tiers by cost. The easiest way to check and see if your prescription would be covered would be go to Medicare.gov. You just enter your medications in there, and that website will do all the legwork for you and help you find the best Part D plan.
Perfect. And so obviously we're into the enrollment period. It just started October 15th. It ends December 7th. Anything else we need to know about the enrollment plans or other time periods that we need to be mindful of?
Sure. So the enrollment period you just mentioned, that's when you can get out of Part A and B and replace it with a Part C plan if you want and change your prescription drug coverage. And then there is there are a couple other periods, one of which is a disenrollment period. So if you joined a Part C plan late this year, and then next year between January 1 and February 14th, you decided you wanted to leave it, you have that window of time to do so and go back to your original A and B with a standalone Part D coverage. But again, make sure you have that Medigap policy in place before you start making those kind of changes.
Absolutely, and we got a lot of information here. So how does somebody contact you or any other advisors or individuals here at GCSB Investment Center to answer all their questions?
Sure. So my phone number is 641-755-2799, and we have offices in both Guthrie County State Bank branches, Panora, and Guthrie Center. We've posted a lot of articles and resources about Medicare on our website, which is investgcsb.com. We've also been posting a lot of Medicare facts and resources during the month of October on our Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter pages. And there's also a wealth of information available at medicare.gov. I work closely with a Medicare expert that assists our clients in finding the right plans and supplements.
Securities offered through IBA Securities, a division of Broker-Dealer Financial Services Corp., member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Investment Advisors Corp., an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities sold are not FDIC-insured, no bank guarantee, and are not a deposit or not insured by any federal government agency and may lose value. GCSB Investment Center is independent of Broker-Dealer Financial Services. This is part one of a two-part interview. Join us tomorrow for part two.